Before I get you to predict the future, have any thoughts about where classical radio is going?
Well, satellite radio has certainly been a rise and fall in the last 10 years. It was going to be the great future, and now it's kind of holding its own, but I don't think it's seen as the great white hope to the same degree it was. It's become one more offering in the palette.
I think one thing that has happened is that so many member stations, NPR member stations, who have traditionally been the bastions of classical music, over the last 10 years we've seen a programming shift where music has been, you know, little by little and sometimes a lot and a lot dropped for news and talk programming. So I think there's a little bit less out there on the traditional terrestrial radio.
There's quite a lot less out there, I think. There are some stations that prevail and continue. WFMT in Chicago, King FM in Seattle, WNYC in New York has just bought WQXR. It's an interesting thing in that I would say classical radio is one of the topics that most exacerbates the readers who write to me. I hear an awful lot about classical radio and people's frustration with it and people's frustration with the conventionality of the programming, that real classical music lovers are frustrated at having to listen to real kind of meat and potatoes, the same symphonies over and over again. And yet classical radio stations say, in order to get the listeners and in order to get the donations that we need to survive, this is what we have to play. I saw this as possibly a big topic because I hear so much from readers about it, but it was pointed out to me, and I think it's true that this is what people always feel about all kinds of radio, that pop listeners are always saying, oh, the radio's crap these days. They don't really play anything I want to hear. It's all the same old, same old. And so this is more an age-old question having to do with the supply and demand issues of radio than something particular to classical music.
Although it might rear its head in the instance that you just mentioned with WNYC and QXR and trying to, you know, grab those QXR listeners. And, you know, it might depend on whether they're going to be listeners who are also going to be donators and things like that.
It's a big question with NYC and QXR because WQXR has represented the more conventional, conservative kind of classical radio, and NYC has stood for the new. And the fact that one owns the other, people are going to be upset if NYC goes traditional, and yet the QXR listeners are all going to be up in arms about don't change our format. And NYC does have a real tightrope walk to go. Furthermore, NYC is one of those stations that dropped a lot of its classical programming in favor of news and talk, inciting a firestorm of protest against New Yorkers, most of whom, at least the high-profile ones, if you actually ask them about their listening habits, proved never, ever to listen to WNYC, which was part of their problem. But it was the principle of the thing that mattered.
Of course.
And this is exactly what stations have to deal with.
Right. And of course, now just in the last week or so, WNYC has announced its new HD channel, which is a classical channel that's going to look more like the more quote-unquote adventurous programming that they're known for.
Right.